This is Garland Robinson with Questions and Answers. Since civil laws change from time to time, doesn't the Bible change also? The Bible is not subject to change with the whims of man, the passing of time or the changing of circumstances as civil law changes. We read in Jude verse 3, "It was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints." The faith that we read in this scripture is the system of faith, the truth, the way of the Lord, which all are commanded to obey and by which all will one day be judged in the end. Notice this verse says, "It was once delivered." That means that it was once and for all time delivered. The Word of God, the Bible, cannot change. Therefore, it doesn't need changing. To the churches scattered throughout the region of Galatia, the Apostle Paul wrote in Galatians chapter 1 and verses 6 to 9, "I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another. But there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have received, let him be accursed." That's simply pointing out the fact that there is but one gospel. It cannot change, it will not change, it need not change, and if it does, then it's not the gospel of Christ. Any teaching contrary to that which Paul delivered to the churches of Galatia is a false teaching. Those who follow such teaching are accursed. They're cut off from God. Therefore, God's Word is changeless. The specific language in which the New Testament was written is a dead language. That means it's no longer used. Therefore, it was sealed, and all the words, the meaning of them, were sealed in the first century. The language has not evolved through the generations, so their meanings have changed through the generations. What it said 1900 years ago was the same it says now. What it meant 1900 years ago was the same that it means now. If truth can change, who's going to change it? By what authority can one change it? Who gave the authority to change it? If one person can change it, why can't another person change it? Who's going to say who is right and who is wrong? If truth can be changed, there's no way anyone could know for sure if they're following the truth or not. So, can the Bible change? Does the Word of God change? No, it does not. It cannot change because it is the Word of God. This has been Garland Robinson with Questions and Answers. Join us again.